who are coming to me also, I think they are reading the books of Swamiji. By inspiration, they are all coming to me. This is the mercy of Swamiji. In my tour, up till now, in Western countries, I have given discourses on Krishna Leela and stages of bhakti. And that in that stage, the gradation of bhakts. Krishna sweet pastimes from first canto to 10th especially we have done. 11th canto we have also done in perhaps Bejar or anywhere.
Yes.
Now I want that you should hear some glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without this you cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. If you know the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he came and what he did, then you will actually then understand Srimad Bhagavat. Who was Krishna, who was Radha, what is Vrindavan and other things. So Krishna Leela is like a very thick doodh.
Condensed milk.
Condensed milk. And if Kharpur and sugar, camphor and sugar is given to this, oh, it makes taste so high. So Krishna Leela is like sweet
condensed
milk, and Chaitanya Leela is like
camphor
and sugar. Krishna Das Kaviraj has told like that. So we will try to give our classes. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? The regions. Then, how he took birth? The pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. The pastimes of Haridas. Raramananda Sambhar. Sanatan Shiksha. Rup Shiksha. All things we will try as much as we can do. And if not completed something, then we can continue in Bejar.
Something they can do in morning class also?
Morning classes also they can do it. So first, to know Krishna, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot know ourselves. By reading also you cannot know. Because jaha bhagavat padha,
Vaishnavasthana.
They have lock and key. Box is there, nectar is there, but it is lock and key. So, Vaishnava can tell the deep meanings of all these things. So, without Guru, anyone cannot go towards Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guru Bhakti is backbone of Bhakti. Always remember, those who have served Guru, like Rupa Goswami has told, Vishambrena Grau Seva. Like pranabandho. What pranabandho?
Like soulmate.
Soulmate. Friend.
Very close friend.
Very close friend, you should know. And serve him. So, without his mercy, you cannot know all these tattvas. So first we want to discuss about Guru Tattva. What is Guru Tattva? What is the
necessity?
No, no. qualities, qualities of a bona fide guru. Also, we should know who is qualified to be a disciple. Their quality also. And then, in what condition a guru can be given up? In what condition? And if not he is giving up any fallen guru, then what will be result? Today we will discuss about this, and then Nityananda Prabhu Charitra. First you should stand up and tell something.
ज्ञानंजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवसदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
Oh, 15 minutes only, because so many.
So first of all, I'm offering my unlimited Dandavat Pranams, my Shraddha Pushpanjali, to the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Gurudev, Nitalila Purvishta, Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Shishimat, Desi Pagni Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And then I'm offering my equal dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Shishila, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Shishila, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our beloved Gurudev. And then to all the lotus feet of my Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, and also my pranams to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have assembled in this transcendental festival at the lotus feet of our most auspicious Srila Gurudev. So Srila Gurudev has ordered us to discuss the topic of Guru Tattva, the truth of the principle of Guru. And to understand this principle of Guru is essential, as Srila Gurudev just told, because if we want to do pure devotion, bhakti, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, then the whole basis, the whole platform of our ability to approach Bhagavan, oh, it is based upon our Guru Nishtha. Just like we are all able to sit here today because our back can be kept straight by our backbone, our spine. If we did not have a strong backbone, how we could sit? So in the same way, Srila Gurudev always tells us, Guru Nishtha, that means firm absolute faith in Guru, is the very backbone of bhakti. So, this principle is always discussed in the beginning, because Bhagavan, he cannot be approached without the mercy and the shelter of Sri Guru. In the prayers of Srila Vishwanatha Shaktivadi Thakur that we have all learned, he is telling there, Yasya Prasada, the Bhagavad Prasada. Yasya Prasada Nagati Guto. That means that by the mercy, by the prasad of Sri Guru, then one gets the mercy of Krishna. And Yasya Prasada Na, if one doesn't have his mercy, then Kati Gutoki, he can never attain the goal of life. Not possible. So therefore, the instruction to us, Dhyayam Stuvam Stasya Yashastri Sandhyam Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. I meditate 3 times daily. I glorify my Sri Gurudev 3 times daily. What does 3 times mean? It means that we should not forget him at any time. It means that we should be absorbed in understanding our total absolute dependence upon his mercy. That without him we are nothing. And without his grace and mercy, we have no possibility of attaining this highest goal of perfection, to realize and attain eternal transcendental love for Krishna. So if someone is so fortunate in this human form of life, that after wandering through millions of species of life, finally attaining the human form of life, he has the opportunity to have sadhu sangha, association with saintly Vaishnavas, who are pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. And in that association, he gains some faith by hearing from them the transcendental topics of the Supreme Lord. Then the next step is that he will accept initiation. And accepting initiation from Sri Guru, now he will go on hearing from Sri Guru all transcendental topics, and he will cultivate the practices of bhakti under the direction of Sri Guru. This is called anugatya. And what kind of service will he render to Sri Guru? As Srila Gurudev told, Vishram Bhena Guror Seva. He will serve Guru with transcendental Vishramba Bhav. That means very feeling that Sri Gurudev is nearest and dear. It is the very principle by which we can attain perfection. We also hear and understand the glories of Guru from many of the songs of our great acharyas like Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And therefore, there he is telling us, Sri Guru Charane Rati, E Se Uttama Gati, Ye Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. If someone can be so fortunate to develop Rati, transcendental love and affection for the lotus feet of Guru, Sri Guru Charane Rati, then Ese Uttama Gati. Oh, that very attachment, it is the ultimate perfection of his life, and it will bring him to the supreme perfection in which Jay Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. He will receive the mercy of Guru and all his desires of his eternal soul to have love for Krishna will be completely fulfilled. That is the power of relationship with Sri Guru. So Guru is not a personality of this material world who has come to this world like ordinary conditioned souls, that he has anything to do with the enjoying tendencies, like the conditioned souls are madly racing here and there, trying to get the objects of the senses, to gratify their senses in this world, and ending continuously in the cycle of frustration and endless, endless suffering. No, Sri Guru is not like that. He is a divine personality who is within this world as Sakshad Haripena, non-different than the Supreme Lord as a manifestation of the Lord to give mercy to the conditioned souls in this world. Therefore, you will not see the ordinary qualities of the conditioned souls within Sri Guru. Sri Shastra is telling, Samasta Shastra, all the different Vedic literatures are telling us the qualities of Sri Guru. In one Vedic mantra, in order to identify who is actually qualified to be Guru, and if you meet such a Guru, how will you be able to see, what kind of symptoms will you see in Guru? So there it is telling.
Tasmat gurum prapadyate.
So here it is saying that if someone wants to understand this divine transcendental knowledge, vijnanartham, then it is absolutely compulsory. Abhigashyat means it is compulsory. It is not you may accept, you may not. No. If you want to know the absolute truth, it is absolutely compulsory. You will have to approach Satguru. And Satguru eva abhigashyat. And that approach to Sri Guru, it must be made with great submission. Samitpani. In symbolic language, it is telling in the Vedas that you are carrying with you, when you come to Guru, you are carrying the firewood that is required to perform yajna, like the fire yajnas in the Vedic times. So Sri Guru, what does that mean? That means that you are bringing your very life in your hands and offering it at the feet of Guru and allowing him to sacrifice you in the fire of pure devotion to Sri Krishna. So there it is telling, submit pani. And then it tells the qualities, two qualities mentioned here, Shrotriyam and Brahma Nishtam. Shrotriyam means that Sri Guru, he himself has become thoroughly, completely well acquainted with the ocean of transcendental realized knowledge, divya jnana, of the absolute truth, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Shrotriyam, he himself has heard this divine knowledge from his preceptor, from his guru, and he has realized this deeply within his heart. Now he is qualified to transmit that knowledge to the conditioned souls and open up their darkened eyes. And then, Shrotriyam Brahma Nishtam. Brahma Nishtam. What is Brahma? Brahma means the supreme absolute truth from which everything has come. Janma Tasya Yataha. This entire creation of this material world, the creation, the maintenance, and the final dissolution of these three worlds has come from the absolute truth, Brahma, sometimes called Parabrahma. And that Parabrahma is none other than the supreme absolute personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So Brahma Nishtam means he is absolutely, Sri Guru is absolutely fixed in that supreme Brahma. He can never be deviated for one single moment from his divine realization of that supreme Brahma. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also telling, Tasmat Guru Prabhadyeta Jityasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Vishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam. Here Srimad Bhagavatam, the 11th canto, is also telling us that Tasmat Guru Prabhadyeta Jikyasu Shreya Uttamam. If you want to inquire about what is the ultimate Shreya, Shreya Uttamam means the topmost benefit of our soul. If you want to inquire about that, then you must approach Guru. And you must do what? Prabhadyeta. You must surrender at the feet of Guru and accept him as your master and submissively hear from him. As Sri Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Tadvidhi pranipatena parikrishnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tadvadarshina. If you want to know this transcendental knowledge, he says, then you have to do three things. You have to go to a tattva-darshi, a personality who sees the absolute truth himself. He can see, has divine vision. So you must go to him and do pranipat. You must surrender at his feet submissively and give up your false ego that I know anything. I'm a very important person in this world. No. Before Sri Guru, we are nothing but a conditioned soul floating on the waves of this endless ocean of material existence. So, Pranipatena and then Pariprashnena. Then you must inquire submissively.